I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest local and area news on KJAN. The city of Atlantic is still under consideration as a possible stop for a high-speed Chicago to Omaha passenger rail route. City Administrator Doug Harris told the city council during their meeting Wednesday evening he spoke recently with Amanda Martin, Iowa DOT Freight and Policy Coordinator and liaison to the Iowa Passenger Rail Advisory Committee.
And Atlantic is still in the hunt. They've eliminated some, but they're doing some environmental impacts and stuff. They did ask if Atlantic was considered, would the depot be available? And I have talked to the chamber. I mentioned it to Steve. You know, Rise, there'd be several parties. I said, well, you know, it would still be in play, but we'd have to talk to several parties and evaluate that. But kind of exciting that they're not only looking at this as a rail line, but as a possible stop.
A $2 million study is underway to evaluate potential route alternatives, evaluate levels of service and ridership, analyze environmental impacts, and determine a preferred Chicago to Omaha Council Bluffs passenger rail route alternative for intercity regional passenger rail service. The study includes a Tier 1 Service Level Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS. Half the funds used to pay for the study is coming from the state of Iowa, with another million matched by the federal government. Open house public hearings on the draft Tier 1 EIS are anticipated to be held in December. Online meetings are available from now through January 2013. The next steps would include submitting the final Tier 1 EIS to the feds in order to be considered for approval. Among the routes that were initially being considered were those that ran from Chicago through Dubuque, Waterloo, and Fort Dodge, Clinton, Cedar Rapids, and Ames, Cedar Rapids, and Huxley, Moline, Iowa City, Des Moines, and possibly Atlantic, or through Burlington, Osceola, and Council Bluffs, which is essentially the existing Amtrak route. After nearly 30 minutes of discussion and a tweaking of the wording, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening passed a resolution establishing a tax increment finance, or TIF, policy, which has been in the works for months. Councilman Sean Schau said the process involved input from a citizen task force, the Community Development Committee, suggestions from the city attorney and bonding attorney, along with local developer Don Sontag. Schau said that bond counsel Bob Jostin suggested the city specifically state in the policy that preference be given to the use of property tax rebates when considering TIF projects, since that results in lower cost to the city by eliminating the bonding process.
It does not prohibit us from doing upfront grants, bonded or otherwise, but he suggested that we put the wording in there that there's a preference for the lower cost method to the city.
Another suggestion puts the burden on the developer to demonstrate financial assistance is necessary in the amount as warranted based on public benefit.
Suggesting that a cost-benefit analysis type of reasoning will be used for the TIF, trying to make sure that people know this is not just everybody gets the maximum amount, but that the city will consider whether the project warrants public input and if the amount requested is reasonable considering the benefits back to the city and its residents.
Johnston also suggested the city be very clear in how it words incremental taxable value so that any future rollbacks would not result in modifications to the wording to account for that. Instead, the city would consider increased taxable value. There was also a section on what is classified as qualified expenses. After the council unanimously approved the resolution, Mayor Pro Tem Steve Livengood said the fact that they were able to come up with a final policy was amazing considering how long the process took and the amount of paperwork it involved that was reduced to just a few pages at the end of the process.
This is three pages. You'd think that we're rewriting War and Peace up here, but it was three pages, and I want to commend the committee and everybody that had any input on this. We've needed this for a long time, and it's hard to believe that it takes that time to shrink it down into three pages, and I think we've got a good viable resolution.
Developer Don Sontag commended the council for establishing the policy, which he said might be used in the near future to develop a property subdivision for rental and for sale homes, such as duplexes, that would come in two phases and result in the construction of some 40 homes. The homes that would be offered for rent, he said, would likely be priced at around $750 per month. If the project comes to fruition, it would cost anywhere from $1.4 to $2 million, according to Sontag, and would be built in the vicinity of East 22nd Street near the Sundance Apartments in Atlantic. In order for the project to be viable, Sontag said he would likely need a TIF of up to $250,000.
We don't know for sure if this will cash flow, the whole thing, because of the new cost compared to the existing cost of rentals and rental buildings. I do know, I put enough numbers to it, this will take the participation. restrictions of the city in a TIF.
He said there are a lot of hoops to go through before he approaches the city with a TIF request, however.
Early on, there's about 18 things necessary to make one of these projects go, along with zoning and various other things, public hearings and those kinds of things.
And that is our check for news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.